What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and as always, we're sitting here with Steven Gergella, and our topic today is six key points to setting and managing expectations, both in business and in life.
And first, we're going to let out Chris Jones a little bit here, let out his personality. He's got some shout-outs today. Go ahead and let us know absolutely. Some of the brands that you want to give shout-outs to.
Dude, shout-out Fashion Nova, shout-out Branson Cognac, shout-out Bella Rare Rosé. Shout out Leche Manduroy Champagne.
I don't even know what any of these things are, and that's why I like Chris Jones of this podcast right now. I haven't even figured, but we got some sort of brand monies coming in right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's jump in to this expectations deal. So the six, I'm gonna outline them real quick. I'm going to give them away, and then I'm going to tackle them. And the reason why this expectations thing is so important is if you want to build a business or a relationship at scale, the expectations have got to be ironed out on the front end. And this is coming from somebody that has butchered expectations at a level that you don't even want to know. It would cause you so much pain to hear me tell you stories about how I've butchered expectations. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes experience. But if you get good at setting expectations personally and in business, man, is everything else work much better. And I give a shout out to Jenny and to Jeff and to Chris Gatterson and to Kelly and all the different people that have helped me manage and set expectations much better.
I think you just laid out a future podcast, ways that Steven has butchered expectations.
Yes, that is, well, and there's I could definitely give like, and just like not give the client names of when I've done it, but I could absolutely give some absolute horror stories of how I've missed expectations because I wasn't clear. Right, because I definitely have done a very good job of over executing in my life. But if the expectations are not clear, there's subjectivity that's left in the middle,
right.
And somebody's opinion is this, and then there's this, and nobody's happy. Make sense, right? Okay, so a couple things here. Okay, first, clear deliverables. Second, authenticity. Third, communication and frequency of communication. Fourth is the personal connection to the person or client. Fifth is walking if you have to, meaning getting away from the deal if you have to. And sixth is kicking off, like a kickoff meeting or kicking off meeting plus benchmark meetings, okay? So first of all, with regards to the clear deliverables, okay? I want to talk about clear deliverables and the authenticity all in one, okay? So they're two steps, but I'm going to talk about both of them kind of back and forth here, okay? The clear deliverables isn't just about getting the sale. It's about being practical about your product, okay? What can you actually do for me with this product? What can you actually do for me, Mr. Client, Mr. Person, whatever it is, okay? Yeah. You have to be able to actually understand and be self-aware of what you can do for them or what your product's gonna do for them, right? And realize that if you oversell the product, eventually it's gonna show up in the expectations anyways. Unless, and now this is kind of the ultimate entrepreneurial superhero moment, unless you can promise an expectation that you can't currently exceed
or get to,
yeah, and you can buy yourself some time.
Right.
Okay, I've done that as I built my business. It's not scalable though.
Right.
Okay. It's just not. Okay. So,
and you better hope you're right.
And you better hope you're right. Right. Or you're going to lose the right. client or the prospect. Right. The second piece of this is that going back to it is the authenticity. So it's hard to be, okay. It's not hard to be authentic if you really think about it. It is if you have something to hide.
Right.
Or you can't actually unload the way that you think you can, right? It's you can't actually execute to the level that you think you can.
Mm-hmm.
And all the, I want to be clear to any prospective clients out there that are listening or current clients that are listening or anybody that works with clients, et cetera. This authenticity thing is about self-awareness and getting into, and this goes into the personal connection piece too. Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, Mr. Person I'm talking to, whatever it is, if you genuinely can't hold up your side of the bargain, tell us now. We all the time
get things
set up, they get all excited, and then we find out that it can't be done, okay? A strategy is only as strong as its execution. We've talked about that before, right? I just want you to be authentic, and I'll be authentic too. And the best part is if I set an expectation that is clearly unrealistic and I end up getting bit by it, I'm going to bring it forward to you, Mr. Client,
yeah,
Mrs.
People,
Client.
People like to talk about the agency might not meeting expectations, but is what's not talked about a lot is that by the same token that the client oftentimes won't meet expectations.
Right. And this is a why I'm trying to bust out this stigma. It's you and us here, Mr. Right. Client, Mrs. Client. It's I don't care if it's your therapy session, your wife, your husband. I have more issues setting unreal expectations with my own wife than I do with my clients. And that's not a her problem. That's a me problem, right? And so like I am totally like this expectation thing is not just about marketing and advertising sure. stuff. It's far from it.
About life.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's about taking the time to be able to actually detail out what your expectation is, right? The devil's in the details is a quote that I use all the time because let's think about it. It has killed us and brought us to the top.
Oh, absolutely.
Dozens, hundreds of times. Okay. So the authenticity thing is about understanding what you actually, what you actually can hold up or not hold up on both sides. Okay. Authenticity. You know, if you're, I talked about this in my video on Monday, stop marketing. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay. If your sales team sucks, tell me now. Hey, just so you know, our sales team on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 6.2. Oh, interesting, Mr. Client. Well, what are you doing to get it to a 9? Great question, Steven. Here's what I'm doing to get it to a 9. Boom, 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 boom. Cool. All right. Now I know that I have a certain expectation of their lead nurturing process. I know that they're not going to be able to sell an incremental amount of leads at a high efficiency level. I know they're not going to be able to, right? We're either going to have to add more salespeople or do this or change a process, whatever it is, okay? At the same time, we have to do that. It's just an authenticity thing of building the partnership. I'm not mad at you if you can't do the best job at selling, but here's the deal. Nobody's at a 9.9. Nobody is.
Yeah, just put your cards on the table and let's see what we can do.
Yes, just put them out there. Just please put them out there, okay? And then I can do something about
right.
it, okay? I'm always okay with bad news. I'm never okay with no news,
absolutely.
Right? Okay, next one, communication and frequency. I have messed this one up many times. Here's when we're going to communicate with you. Here's the style that we're going to communicate with you, and here's the frequency. We're going to send you a Monday email every single week, and we're going to do a monthly, you know, in-person or Zoom meeting or whatever it is. Set the frequency, okay? It's not that difficult. Just do it, okay? Because then the expectation is there up front of when you're going to talk, and then if you're real good, you work on communicating with that client or that person's style. Okay, because then it makes it more comfortable, right? I'm gonna use another quote. Good friend Fred, who always uses this. Fred Cuellar from Diamond Cutters.
Shout out Fred.
Shout out
DCI.
Shout out Diamond Cutters International. To the degree that you satisfy someone else's needs, your needs will be satisfied.
Right.
More of us need to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm gonna communicate your way. You like text messaging? Great, outstanding. I'm gonna text you. Right. Personal connection and to the person or the client. Do I have to say more? I talked about this before. Get in the why. Get in their head. I made a video about this on one of my leadership rants. Mm-hmm. Get in there. Get into that why. What makes you tick? What drives you? If we're working with business owners the majority of the time here at Fountain Forward, right? We're working with business owners and managers. Okay, what makes you tick? What drives you? If I know it, we kill it as a client partner relationship. We kill it. But if you don't tell me what really pumps you up, it's hard for us to make the progress.
No, I can remember when I was a GM at Bombshells and when I was a manager at Hooters, trying to manage all these girls.
Shout out Bombshells. Shout out Hooters.
Shout out Hooters. Shout out Twin Peaks.
Shout out Twin Peaks.
See, I used to want to get to know all the girls to the sense that I knew what made them tick. And what made them excited, because you can't manage a bunch of people if you don't understand them and like who they are and what motivates them, what's going on in their life, that kind of stuff.
Right, exactly. Okay. And that goes for all of this stuff.
Right.
Okay. So next, walk if you have to. Leverage is a hell of a drug. And if you need to walk. Okay. It sucks if, you know, I've had multiple times in Fountain Forward's history where I clearly knew that I was getting abused by a client and I didn't have enough revenue to walk on them. 110%. It's practical. It's not unique to me.
Sure.
It's not unique to me whatsoever. Okay. Gotta be able to walk. Gotta be able to build things around you strong enough to be able to walk.
Right.
And when you know you're getting disrespected by that person, by whatever on the expectation side, you know that, you know, we talk about the words scope creep. Right.
Sure.
They're, you know, what did they actually sign up for us to do? What are the clear expectations? Going back to number one, walk.
Yep.
If you're so good and you know you're so, walk, right? Having that ability is a big thing. And that's on anything. Be able to stand your ground in what you believe in. But if you're doing it with a person like me, better be ready to go toe to toe. Right. And I don't say that as an, excuse me, everybody out there. I don't do that from an arrogant standpoint. It's just I want to make sure that I'm making the right decision before I'm walking. So I'm going to go, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? What about, could we try this? What about this person? I'm going to try everything before I walk.
Sure.
But if I have clearly prepared and I've thought through everything and the expectations are there and like, okay, great. Let's walk. This is not a good idea. Okay. And the next one, the kickoff and the benchmark updates. Okay. A kickoff meeting. All right, guys. So appreciate it very much. Contract is signed. Great. Here's the deal. Over the next 30 to 60 days, here are the timeline. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. This is up next. This is important. We're going to do this. And then we're going to update this every quarter. And every quarter, we're going to re-update our strategic document. We're going to look at other benchmarks. We're going to look at other avenues, whatever it is. They now know the frequency ahead of time. When they sit there on Saturday afternoon, when they're out with their auntie and whatever it is, and they have a question or they're concerned or whatever, they should be able to know where they're at on that pathway. Now, this is an imperfection. This is an imperfect game, but manage expectations. Go on the front end. This is when we'll update it, et cetera. And listen.
And then going it over with them again so that they're once again clear that here's what's going
absolutely,
on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Easier said than done.
Sure.
Right? But that's why we consider ourselves, you know, masters of communication. Be very available to these people. Set the expectation, and like I said before, be able to walk is a key thing with it, right? So I'm going to go back over the six again: clear deliverables, authenticity, communication, and the frequency of that communication. Personal connection to the person or to the client. Walking if you have to, meaning walking on the deal, going away from it if you have to, and a kickoff meeting, and then benchmark updates. That's the key to setting and holding expectations, okay? And I do not want to undersell this. I want to oversell this, okay? I'm going to get all passionate here for those that can see me on video. If you do not get somebody that is authentic and self-aware, it's not going to be a success because you are not in their brain. You can't. It's not possible. You think you're just going to stumble into it because you had... If you have all these great statistics and you know that you're doing a certain thing, but their needs are not being met because there's some hidden agenda behind it, you're never going to meet their needs.
Right.
This is coming from somebody that literally, I live in this realm. I have unrealistic expectations of myself every single day. That's why I literally wake up and I'm like, let's do 16 hours of work today because this sounds fun. Because like, there's ambiguity there, right?
Sure.
And so you have to realize that like, the setting up those very specific ones that are authentic, that's the win, right? I've had so many times where I've had conversations with people where I had a specific expectation in my brain and they didn't meet it. And because it wasn't ironed out between us, I literally just sit there and I'm like, what? Like, how could you even think? Why would you do that? And it just keeps going. It's like, if you can find somebody that's authentic and they can iron it out with you and you write it down, solves all the problems. And obviously, the other piece is included in that. But the authenticity thing is a very difficult one, and it will always be. And the reason why businesses like ours, I'm going to knock on wood here, but I'm going to make a bold statement. The reason why businesses like ours will be around is because people will always mismanage expectations. They will always have an issue with the human element in it, which is understanding the true why behind them and the intuitive nature behind our business to really get into the why is where our success lies. Why are you actually trying to do that? Why do you actually want more sales? Why do you want more marketing? Do you want more marketing because your sales process is bad? Do you want it because you're trying to prove it to somebody else? If you can get into that, you'll be around forever. Mm-hmm. And obviously following up with the process. If you want to do it at scale, you have to be able to set these expectations, etc. You can be much more nimble and get around these six steps if you're a one-man band because you can always pick it up yourself. But when you have to delegate down a ladder, it's much more difficult because now all of a sudden it's like, well, this was mediocre expectations to start and then delegated down and down and down.
What, and it gets more watered down.
Oh, yeah. What does it look like at the bottom? Right. What does it look like when it gets down to the $12 an hour person?
Nothing like what was probably
nothing like it.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you're poor at writing it down, which is one of my big issues. So anywho, that's that.
All right.
That's the expectations tower. Shout out.
Shout out Fashion Nova.
Dom Perignon.
Shout out.
What was it?
Branson Cognac.
Never had this, but maybe we'll have to bring some Branson cognac on the podcast.
Shout out Black Bottle Boys.
All right, cool. That's expectation, guys. I'll shut up now.
All right, so everybody, thank you for listening this week, and make sure that you leave us a review, download.
Share it to a friend that you think needs it.
Definitely, definitely. And we're on every platform, so there's no reason not to be able to listen to it. We're literally on all the major 9 platforms total.
1,900 platforms.
Absolutely. So make sure you tune in next week for the 452 podcast, and we'll see you next time.